بعد از جا جزر اومد خب به نفع ما بودش. آب وقتی می اومد پایین مثل این منطقه.
In some areas the tide was in our favor. When the level of water was low, it made the seabed visible and we could determine our piping line easily. Then we installed the sinkers within a distance of 5 to 6 meters. We transported the pipes and when the water level was low, we worked easily as if it was on land. We installed the pipe on its correct path and completed the other phases. But this is only a small area of our entire coverage. It might be only 1 kilometer out of 10 kilometers. The seabed here is sandy, but we have some areas where the seabed is muddy. Although it has dried up, it was muddy and the people working there sank in mud up to their knees. So it was a difficult situation.
افرادی کار میکردن تا زانو بعضی وقتا اینا داخل لجن در کف دریا فرو میرفت پاهاشون. خب خیلی شرط سخت کرده بود.
These tire tracks that you see here were made yesterday when a group of 7 or 8 people hauled the metal pieces. They could hardly move it because of the tide. The soil here turned to mud. It was really hard going. It took them from early morning until about 12 o'clock just to transport the cart to the shore. Carrying the equipment and cement is another big problem because we lack equipment. It is a savage land that we have little control over. This is the site where we dug 3 wells in order to transport water to Faza. The best location I could find was called Vombi, which is situated at a distance of 3 to 4 kilometers from the sea. This distance is crucial because fresh drinking water is found far away from the sea, and the closer the underground water gets to the sea, the saltier it becomes.
سه تا چاه فلمن، چاه دهانه گشاد اینجا حفر شده با عمق حدود 6 تا 7 متر متغیر عمقش.
We have dug 3 wide span wells all with a depth of 6 to 7 meters. The water accumulates inside a 10 cubic meter storage container that we're building in this area, but the installation isn't completed yet and only the civil work is being done at the moment. This is the security building, the diesel generator and the pumping building. Our piping process is already done. The red stick determines our piping path.
دیزل جنراتور و همچنین ایستگاه پمپاش. لوله گذاری خشکیمون ما اینجا انجام شده تا الان این چوب قرمز که بنچ
This is well number one, which is completely dug out. As you see, it is raining now and the raindrops are falling into the water. It's really distinctive. To test the process, we pump the water into the pipe and then using our pump, we increase the pipe's pressure by 10 to 12 times. We keep that pressure within a specific range. If the pressure doesn't change, our test is successful and we can acknowledge that the pipe is completely safe and continue our job. This is the only place where you can pass through the wall because it is not yet completely installed. This is well number two. We're installing the fence at present. This is Mr. Tanha. He is an engineer and my colleague. One of our problems here is that we don't have personnel with the necessary skills. They haven't worked these machines before, and so at the first time we had to train them. This man who is working now was trained by engineer Tanha until he learned how to weld.
I make it pillar for roofing and then to make tank here because of water to go to further because some people further got a lot of problem for water. Then if I finish this, some people further I can enjoy.
مشکلاتی که توی بومبه داریم یکی عدم آگاهی خود.
One of the problems that we had in Vombe was workers' ignorance of the big picture. There was also a lack of cooperation and lack of vehicles, which caused time delays in transporting equipment. In Kenya, there is a shortage of metal instruments, let alone Faza and Vombe. Moreover, we experience implementation challenges so far as this is a wild area, and there are lots of wild animals, and we have to pass through the forest. The workers here carry machetes when they have to enter it, and sometimes we have an armed escort. Thank God, nothing bad has happened to us so far.
This weapon is called tanga. They never walk in the forest without it because of the risk of a wild animal attacking, like buffalo, lion or wild boar, so they always carry their tanga. In Iran, wherever you go, even to the most outlying regions, you find maybe a shovel, a tractor, or some type of vehicle, but here there's nothing. Blocks and instruments are transported by human power, and that's what makes our project proceed slowly. There's no electricity, no drinking water, no gas, and no refrigeration. We can't conserve food. Most of our colleagues, when they come here, they can't stay for more than 2 months. After 2 months, they have to leave for 1 or 2 weeks to rest because they become physically drained. They all work very hard just to see the fresh water pipeline get up and running and to ensure families have ready access to well water. That's what brings satisfaction to us. This place has beautiful nature, but it's not so interesting after a week because of the hard conditions we work in. The people love Iranians so much here. When we have free time, they come and say, Iran heaven, Africa hell. I tell them, no, Africa is so beautiful, but you should build your country. People always say charity begins at home. This is true, but this project doesn't cost Iran much. We see families of 5 or 6 people living in a small shed, but in Iran everyone has electricity, gas, and cold and hot water. It would not be right to make a wall around ourselves and not offer to help our neighbors in other countries.
This is the canal we visited this morning. Now the water level is right down. We told the boatman to come from that side.
All right.